You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has recorded 78 new local COVID-19 cases, with Premier Gladys Berejiklian saying the drop in daily cases shows tough restrictions are working. The 78 new cases are down from the 98 reported on the previous day and were diagnosed from nearly 63,000 tests undertaken in the 24 hours until 8pm on Monday. 21 cases were in the community for their entire infectious period, and 8 cases were in isolation for part of their infectious period. The isolation status of 12 cases remains under investigation. Ms. Berejiklian says the effort of the community was making a difference.
And I really want to say a big thank you to those living in the Fairfield local government area. We have noticed a significant increase in testing in that community. And today in particular, we want to encourage people living in the Canterbury-Bankstown local government area to please come forward and get tested. And also those living around Hurstville and Cogra in particular.
And Victoria will stay in lockdown until at least July 27 as it records 9 new locally acquired cases of the virus. Premier Daniel Andrews confirmed the lockdown extension of at least 7 days on Tuesday, just hours before it was originally flagged to end. The state recorded a total of 13 new local infections in the previous 24 hours, 4 of which were previously announced by authorities. Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says extending the lockdown will allow health authorities to contain the current cases.
We're starting to see the effects of strong contact tracing and the effect of lockdown come to bear on this outbreak. We've got 9 cases who've had their entire infectious period not in the community. That's a really strong sign. And of the 4 cases who have had infectious time in the community, the movements of 3 of those have been very substantially limited because of the effect of the lockdown. Can't say yet whether we're ahead of this thing, but I do know that our contact tracers, our health team, public health units are wrapping their arms around it, and it's going in the right direction.
South Australia is moving into a full 7-day lockdown after a cluster of local COVID-19 cases grew to 5. The 5th case, a man in his 60s, is someone who dined at a restaurant in Adelaide, where previously infected people were also present on Saturday night. Those people had all attended a birthday party in a private function room, which authorities said had the potential to act as a super spreader event. The lockdown rules come into effect from 6pm on Tuesday, with South Australians only allowed out for 5 reasons. Premier Stephen Marshall says it had also been confirmed the current cases involved the Delta variant of the disease, hence the need for a snap lockdown.
This is a dangerous time. We have been in a situation like this before, and we have an excellent health system in South Australia which has planned and prepared for this particular circumstance. We do need to work together. We are facing an extraordinary challenge at the moment, but I'm 100% convinced that South Australians will rise to the challenge, will make sure that they can abide by these new restrictions from 6 o'clock this evening, and then make sure that we can get through this in as short a time as possible.
And one new local case of coronavirus has been detected in Queensland today, along with 2 cases in hotel quarantine. The Queensland woman, who was found to be infectious while in the community, was at an exposure site in Melbourne. There are 36 active cases in the state. Acting Premier Stephen Miles wants people to monitor their health really closely.
But it is absolutely critical that anyone who has travelled to Victoria, New South Wales, or now South Australia monitor those websites for which contact locations are of concern and follow those directions very, very closely, and of course monitor their health very, very closely. That's where the risk of community transmission here in Queensland is. It is in Queenslanders and people coming to Queensland who have been at those locations.
And Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says vaccination in Australia is taking a step forward, as nearly 1 million Australians were inoculated last week. Mr. Hunt says 60% of over 50s have now been vaccinated, while nearly 10.3 million doses have been administered in total.
Today we have seen a record first day of the week for vaccination figures. 169,911 people were vaccinated yesterday. That's 15,000 more than on the previous highest Monday. What it shows is that as the vaccines come in, people are stepping forward. Our GPs, our nurses, our states, our Aboriginal community-controlled health organisations and our pharmacies are all playing their role, and I want to thank them.
Mr Hunt has also shared statistics on cases of seasonal influenza, saying that so far this year there have been no lives lost to influenza and just over 400 cases. In an average year over the last 5 years, Mr Hunt says at this stage of the year there would have been 53,000 diagnosed flu cases and 157 lives lost. Meanwhile, Tasmania has announced border closure with South Australia. The state currently also has a hard border in place with Victoria and New South Wales and has also declared a host of high-risk hotspots in Queensland. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.